Hello and welcome to episode 55 of the Tri-Cities Mag Podcast. Today I'm here with...
Yair.
Madison.
Caleb.
Caleb Estrada.
And I'm Cade. Aaron's in the back doing college stuff right now. Hi.
All right, so episode 55. Today's topic is fashion. And everything that falls underneath that category. What's up, Caleb?
I like fashion because you do a lot of sewing and
actually making the clothes.
Okay. I don't like sewing.
So what kind of clothes do you like wearing?
Bruno Mars
shorts. But my favorite today on Thursday I'm doing a shirt that goes.
I have a question for
Mako
you.
Mako mermaids.
Mako mermaids. What does that mean?
It's a boy that turns to a mermaid.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
that was very unpredictable.
No way.
I like fashion because you can wear things and like you can look cool. Wear clothes like with jackets.
Yeah, like Yair right now has a pretty swanky looking vest.
Yeah,
and it's got buttons. It's got two different types of fabric on it.
And something else. I like those shoes where I have
What shoes?
The shoes will have wheels. I forgot the name.
Heelys.
Yeah, Heelys.
Heelys.
Technically, he doesn't have shoes on right now.
Hey, don't mention that.
So you like Heelys? Yeah. You have a pair?
No socks yes. on.
I do have Heelys at my house.
Have you fallen? I've worn those before, but they're dangerous.
No, they're not slippery because I do something. Do you know like those things like for people who broke a leg and you have to use them to walk? Like one of those, I use those for I can't fall. And then when I'm like right now, I'm a pro using them.
Okay. Punches. All right.
Fart. All
right.
Now I'll pass it on to Madison.
I like fashion because, like in fashion, like you can create your own stuff, and then do a fashion show.
And
in a fashion
fart.
Show. In a fashion show, I would want to be with on a fashion show would be Bruno Mars, of course.
Of course, back again with the Bruno Mars. So what kind of clothes do you like making in the fashion class here?
Fashion. Shush. I like to do sometimes for fashion, I already have dresses, but I just like to wear them for fashion stuff. And it's sometimes, I usually get, like, for fashion shows at the club, the Boys and Girls Club. I usually get pants and then just a long sleeve shirt. And then last year I had pants and then I had a long sleeve shirt and a scarf and a hat. A winter hat. Done.
Nice.
Fashionable, very fashionable. I used to have... Does anyone know what a pea coat is?
Yeah.
I know, it sounds funny, but it's like those big winter coats with like the big jackets.
No! Wait, no, I just took back a really funny memory.
What?
This is what it is.
Does it pertain to clothes and fashion?
Yes.
How so?
My brother, he had one of those coats on because it was really cold, and he didn't know how to zip it up, and he accidentally zipped it. Like,
well, usually they have buttons, but this one had a zipper.
Yeah, and he accidentally put, like, he thought this other, because this other coat I had, it was the same matching one, so he zipped that one up, and then he, like, zipped the other part up. Like, you know how, like, he, like, mixed it up.
Oh, like the zipper wasn't aligned?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he zipped it up and he's like, and he literally like had this huge thing on him. I'm like, what's that? I'm like, and he's like, I don't know. I just kind of zipped up the coat. I'm like, wow. Really? He like took all my coats, all his coats, and literally zipped them together.
Nice, that happens. Has anyone ever ripped their pants or like any type of clothes?
Hold on. When I went to my old school, I used to have these shorts, and they had a little hole in the back, and I keep ripping it and ripping it.
Uh-oh.
So when I bent down for PE, everyone saw my underwear. All the girls.
That happens.
And I showed my sister, and she was starting laughing.
Oh, man. I was walking next to my friend in middle school, and I stepped on, like, her pant leg, because they were kind of baggy pants. And I stepped on it just at the right moment that it stayed on the ground, and the rip, like, went up all along the seam of the pants, and, like, oh, man, I ruined them. She was, like, crying. She had to, like, call her mom and get, like, new pants sent to her. It was really bad. I never had anything of mine rip up. No, it, like, stopped, like, right above her thigh. But...
Oh, I hate me.
Yeah, it was, like, flopping around everywhere.
Look, I have a lot of stories about that.
Tell us one.
Look, when I was with my brother and we're in the same class, my shorts and his shorts had what you call it, a hole right here, and his were over here. And when we went to the school, his shorts, I stepped on his 5 hours, and after 5 hours, I stepped on his short by on his pants, and the whole thing went up to right here, what's this called? To his hip.
Mm-hmm.
And the pants both they went down, and he had to cover, he didn't have no underwear on.
Uh oh.
And he covered it like a whoop.
Oh, man.
And about me, he pulled my pants down. Like ripped out, and I didn't have no underwear too, because they had to go, and my mom had to go wash him. I was like, whoopsie daisy, and we had to go call my mom naked.
That's not good.
That's
not good.
The only time my pants get ripped is like if I'm playing soccer or doing rough stuff outside.
Or if you see Bruno Mars and you do a split. Or if you get splinters in your pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to rip them.
I
had a shirt. And I start biting on it with the string right here. And I keep going like that and like that. My shirt came off, so I had to go to school.
There was I accidentally wore a pajama shirt that had like a big chihuahua on the back. But the chihuahua, it was really great. My stepmom was really embarrassed. But I wore this shirt, and I usually wore it to bed, but I decided to wear it at school that day. But the shirt, the chihuahua on the back, it was on the toilet. The chihuahua was on the toilet. It was like a drawing of it, and it said the words on it said "no more stinking tacos," and because he was having a really hard time going to the bathroom, it looked really really gross. And my stepmom like picked me up. She's like, "What are you wearing?" It's like, "It's this." It's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you wore that to school today!" Like, blah blah, because like it's this constipated chihuahua,
what?
And like on the back of my shirt, and it was like a really big design on it too. It was pretty funny. I didn't think about it back then, but it was pretty funny probably to see, because it was a huge shirt. With that note, though, we got to say goodbye. What? That's the end of episode of 55. Yes, you did. You did. Talked about your brother's jackets, remember?
That's only one. They got to talk about
Next time, Caleb. Next time. Episode 56, featuring Caleb. No more tacos. Okay, that does it for today, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Don't eat tacos.
Don't eat tacos. Bye-bye.
Bye, chicken.